It's Paul Falster again, and now from WNCW, the Friday feature interview of the week. The 2019-2020 season is about to get underway from the Foundation Performing Arts Center here on the campus of Isothermal Community College. They've got an incredible lineup. We're going to talk about that. He's made his way across campus. Good to have Russell Wicker, the executive director from the foundation. Good morning.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Russell, it's the 21st season, but also the music and what's coming up is unbelievable.
Yeah, the music this year spans 8 decades. I was just reviewing it the other day and was astounded myself. Let me tell you, if we don't have something you want to hear, you just don't like music.
Let's get to this 2019-2020 lineup, and you've got a lot of energy taking the stage on September the 7th.
Yeah, I sure do. Phil Vassar is bringing his Hysteria tour. Now, I thought that's kind of Hysteria. It's really 20 years of his hits and more, because Phil has been recording his own music for about 20 years, but there were a lot of folks that recorded his music just when he was a songwriter. For example, Colin Ray's Little Red Rodeo and Alan Jackson, Right on the Money, and Tim McGraw for a little while. Those were all penned by Phil. Of course, he came along after that and decided, well, maybe I ought to be recording some of this. And Carlene, Just Another Day in Paradise, Six Pack Summer, a couple of hits like that. The best thing I think about this show, though, is the energy level. He is so energetic. He's all over the stage. He's dancing on his piano, and he shares the stage well with his band.
Then we move into the month of October. Some special things going on during that time.
Absolutely. And the next show, of course, is very different. It's Frank D'Ambrosio's Broadway, which is a review of some of the greatest hits of the last 25 years of Broadway. And Frank D'Ambrosio is a veteran of Broadway. He performed the lead role in Phantom of the Opera over 2,000 times. Plus, he's done television. He was in Godfather 2. Such a broad background. It will be a nice, sweet evening of some of the greatest music. Then, toward the end of October, October 20th, we start what I'm kind of calling our patriotic group of shows. We're going to present the U.S. Army Field Band Jazz Ambassadors, doing a program that's entitled The Greatest Generation. And of course, we all know that's the folks who got us through World War II and helped rebuild the nation and the world. The Greatest Generation will highlight the music of the big band era of the 40s. Along with that will also be pictures and videos that will tell the story of that time and the war. And then we'll go from that to our Veterans Day show that we have every year. That's November 9th. This year will feature Rocky Lynn doing a show called For the Love of Country. Now, Rocky Lynn may not be a name that you recognize, but in the circles of shows that are designed for veterans, he's quite well known. He was a feature entertainment at the annual Memorial Day Rolling Thunder concert at the National Mall. And he's a singer-songwriter. His sound is reminiscent of the 70s harmony-laden California rock infused with country and southern rock. So there'll be something for everybody. It'll be a very uplifting show. It is always free to veterans.
We go from that to a name that I think will be familiar later in the month of November.
Absolutely. The Drifters. Everybody knows the Drifters. Up on the roof. Oh, sorry about that. Under the Boardwalk, Stand By Me, all of those. We had the Drifters back a couple of years. They sold out the show. The audience was just on their feet just about the whole time. It was a great show. And it was, I thought, well, it's time to bring them back.
From there, I guess we move into the new year.
Yes, we do. And we have one of the greatest shows ever produced. Of course, that's WNCW's Going Across the Mountain Live, which, of course, is a tribute to the Bluegrass Nation, all of those who support that great Saturday program, Going Across the Mountain. This year, we'll feature the 2018 IBMA Entertainers of the Year, Balsam Range. And with them will be special guest Volume 5, which also was IBMA winner as Emerging Artist and Song of the Year awards. So it should be a great program. Starts at 7 o'clock, couple of 3 great hours of music.
Our guest on the Friday feature from WNCW, Russell Wicker with the Foundation Performing Arts Center, talking about the upcoming season. As we look at this lineup, we jump to mid-February. Here comes a cover band of a group that had their run many decades ago, one of those groups that some of us may not have wanted to step up and say, I was a fan, but maybe you were.
The February show is ABBAmania, which is a night of ABBA. Now, I have gotten so many requests for this show, I thought I really better do this. And of course, it'll take you back to the pop disco era, just like you were seeing ABBA in concert during that period. And you'll be able to sing along to songs like Waterloo and The Winner Takes All. Mamma Mia. It'll be a fun night.
And speaking of fun, the next show to come on your lineup, what a list of hits this one will involve in March.
Right. And it's called The McCartney Years, The Beatles to Wings. This show is going to be great, not only because of the fabulous music, but because it's going to be a big band. Okay. So they travel with 7 musicians, you know, backup singers included. But in addition, we're going to be adding a horn section. So there'll be a 4-member horn section so that it'll be this tremendous full sound. They'll play Beatles era music and, of course, Wings music. Everybody's going to know every word to every song. Come on out and enjoy that one.
Which now takes us to a show in April.
April show. It'll be an evening of the blues. Big Serving of Blues with Albert Cummings. And now, Albert is a Massachusetts-based guitarist, singer, and songwriter, but he had the opportunity to play with the greats. He played with B.B. King, he played with Johnny Winter and Buddy Guy, until he finally was able to get off and start his own career.
So many genres, such a variety, which the Foundation is always known for doing.
Just bring the whole family. Enjoy it.
And for those that want to go ahead and mark it on their calendar, find out about tickets, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Got a couple of ways you can do it. Of course, there's our website, foundationshows.org. And for those of you who don't like to do that and you'd like to talk to somebody, you can call our box office at 828-286-9990. We'll be standing by to help.
Another season, a new season, about to kick off at the Foundation Performing Arts Center. Russell, we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Paul.
That's the Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.